Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and of course that music means it is a long three-day 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day weekend to you. We are back. It is Garden America. Brian Main right here on Biz Talk Radio. John Begnasco and, of course, Sharon Asakawa. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, and, of course, the lines are open right now. Toll-free from anywhere at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. That puts you in the spirit, doesn't it, John? Get you going.
You know, I was listening to the opening and looking at our newsletter with the fireworks exploding.
I saw that. That's one of your little toys that you play with.
I know.
What program is that? Is that PicMonkey? That you use on the newsletter to do not just the pictures, but like fireworks kind of going around in circles, right?
Right. No, the program that I use for the newsletter is Constant Contact.
Okay. This was a rocket kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I liked it.
Yeah.
I usually use PicMonkey to
augment.
enhance the photos before I put them into the newsletter. But
just to make sure everything is neat and tidy.
Right. But animations are something you have to get from other websites. So it was kind of fun. I wasn't feeling good last week. I was sick all week. I think it started last weekend and just continued to get worse and worse up until about Wednesday.
So you peaked on Wednesday, safe to say?
Oh, Wednesday was bad. And I've been slowly getting better since then. Still a little bit congested. But
what do you think? You've been around sick people.
You know, I told you, coming in this morning, just looking at you, seeing Sharon.
Made everything go away.
Just makes everything better.
Cleared your sinuses right up.
Look. I had some bad things happen during the week also in the garden.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Was depressing.
Oh, no. Did you let your gardener loose in your garden again?
No. I have a new gardener starting tomorrow, though.
You fired the other one?
No.
You don't have the heart to fire anybody, do you?
He went back to Guatemala, I guess.
Yeah.
So Leo is coming, and Leo used to work in my garden. And Leo was terrific, except for the last day that Leo worked for me, when he dug up and threw out my buckwheat rose, which I've not been able to get since then. It made no sense. It made absolutely no sense.
And now he's back.
Now he's back.
Well, that's good, John.
But anyway, so
keep him out of your rose garden, although that's difficult because your rose garden is almost your entire backyard.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I ordered from Annie's Annuals an annual vine called Mina Lobata. M-I-N-A and then Lobata, L-O-B-A-T-A. And it's kind of an unusual vine. You don't see them very often. It doesn't have a common name. I should say, doesn't have a common name, because a lot of times when people are trying to sell things and there's no common name, they make one up.
Mm-hmm.
And you can usually tell if the name's been made up.
Oh, I like the one that she's made up.
Well, I don't think she made it up. Some people are trying to use it, but exotic love vine. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody ever says, oh, that's an exotic love vine.
Well, what was that? Isn't there a rose that you'd like to talk about? Something about the thigh of a nymph? Or?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week.
Who makes that up?
The thigh of an aroused nymph.
Yes, right.
Wow. Well, and then that's the name of a rose, see, but they changed it, right?
That's not a common name. That is the name that was given to
right.
that rose.
But then it was changed in America? Or
well, yeah, it came from France
right.
and during Victorian times, and the French had no problems with the name, but the Victorian Americans thought that was a little bit too risque, so they changed the name to Maiden's Blush.
Do you think if they took the word aroused out of there, they would have been okay with it?
Had to take thigh out, too.
Oh, okay.
Remember bathing suits at that time?
Yeah.
You didn't show thighs.
Didn't show belly buttons either.
Long dresses.
Do you know that?
What was I just watching?
Do you know Barbara Eden in A Dream of Jeannie? They covered up her belly button.
Really?
Could not show her belly button. Uh-huh. So they pulled the pants up just high enough to cover it.
I was just reading about or watching something, I think it was on TV, about phobias, and there was a girl. Oh, no, you know what? It was on the news. They were interviewing people about what their fears were, and this girl was deathly afraid of belly buttons.
Afraid of them?
Afraid of them.
I don't get that.
She couldn't look at them, couldn't touch them.
So I guess they have to.
Outies were the worst for her.
So if that's a new fear, they've got to give it a name, right? You got to call it something.
I guess. I don't know.
But getting back to Mina Lobata, the exotic love vine.
Right. So I ordered one of those and planted them. Because they grow quickly and flower prolifically. So by the side of my house, I have between the fence and the driveway, I have maybe 8 inches of space. And last year I planted tomatoes in there and let them grow up the fence. And this year I thought I'd put that vine there. So I dug up the dirt, mixed some what did I mix with it? Biosol with the soil. Planted that there. It came in a 4-inch pot and put it, weaved it into the fence so it would start growing and watered everything really good. And within 2 days, it probably grew 3 inches in 2 days.
Well, it says it quickly reaches 10 feet or more.
Yeah, it was growing. Wow. It was growing really fast. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I went out and the whole thing was wilted. And that area used to dry out quickly, but I put mulch over it.
Don't you see any gopher holes?
I didn't see the gopher hole.
Well, that's very quick to be just wilted like that.
But the gopher, I pulled on it, and there were no roots at all. The gopher had just eaten everything.
Wow.
So within 2 to 3 days, the gopher went out and said, wow, here's something new.
And something tasty.
So I set a trap last night. I'll have to check when I get home today and see if I got it.
One of the Maccabee manual traps?
Yes. That's the only traps that work for me.
Right.
So I'm wondering, do I go back to Annie's? You're on the Annie's website. Are they available?
Yes. Still available. Not sold out yet.
Maybe I'll get another one.
Well, if it grows as quickly as it did the first time for you.
You said, what, 3 inches in a couple of days?
But first, catch that gopher.
Yeah, definitely have to get the gopher. I also have two.
And keep it away from from Leo the gardener.
Well, I don't think Leo will go in that area because it's not really an area that he could work.
You know, your yard's changed vastly since Leo was there.
It is. When I get, you know, this summer when we get things organized,
him.
I have to have you and Dana and Sharon over. We'll have a little barbecue.
And that'll be fun.
We've got 4th of July open, right?
I'm. You know what? I got to be honest. I'm doing my own barbecuing at home. So.
Oh, great. Because I'm not.
We'll be over.
We don't really have a barbecue right now. I need to get a new one.
You know what? I bought one out of Home Depot. It's a fold-up one. It just
aren't
folds
those great?
You know what? $40.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I used to have an expensive one for about 5 or 6 years, propane.
Yeah.
Food tastes exactly the same, if not better, on this little guy. And for me and my small patio, it's perfect.
Yeah, so you don't need a big one.
No, we barbecued last night.
Nice.
Every day.
The one I've been looking at, I think, is 600. So.
Well, yeah, but I can see for your backyard, for what you have, you can probably have the little hot plate going. And
well, we want, like, natural gas. So
right.
We're going to hook it up to gas.
So. No, so that makes sense for you. Mine folds up like a TV tray.
Can you take it to the beach then?
Yeah, take it anywhere.
Portable?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been saving up for mine, so I only have $580.
Yeah, yours would make sense. I can see in your situation.
I have 20 saved.
You would do that.
I think he's soliciting funds.
Is he?
Yeah.
Are you trolling? Trolling for money again?
I might do it. You can start a GoFundMe.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Sharon. Maybe a GoFundMe for that.
All right, we've got it's quarter past the hour. We've got the quote of the week. We'll chat just a bit before the break, and then I believe our guest is Travis today. Is that right, Sharon?
That's right, Travis Rubel.
Speaking of vines, Sharon.
He owns Georgia Vines. I'm so excited to talk to him. Speaking of vines and unusual, unique vines and other plants. So we're going to have a nice talk with him.
I like red vines.
My wife.
Red vines.
Red vines are a red light food for her.
Absolutely.
We can't have them in the house because, like Lay's potato chips, she cannot eat just one. I don't really like red licorice.
Oh, I do. I can't.
I do, too.
Black licorice I cannot stomach.
Black licorice is supposed to be good for you.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. About a minute to the break. John, our quote of the week, and then we'll take our break and back with our guest and roll into this Saturday morning.
Okay, Brian, this week's quote is, Reading about nature's fine, but if a person walks in the woods and listens carefully, he can learn more than what is in books, for they speak with the voice of God.
And that's a great quote.
That was by George Washington Carver.
Great quote. All right, 855-424-9825. That is our toll-free number from anywhere, 855-424-9825, if you have a question for us or our guest coming up. And again, we are going to take that break, come back. It is Garden America's Saturday morning edition here on BizTalk Radio. I'm Brian Main, along with John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. Thank you so much for being there, spending part of your long, hopefully a long 4th of July weekend for yourself. And again, that's 855-424-9825. Got to step aside, coming right back on your Saturday morning.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It is 21 minutes after the hour this 4th of July weekend here. Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us. Garden America, Biz Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook. And, of course, toll-free number, whatever's on your mind, questions, comments at 855-424-9825. And I believe our guest is ready to go, Sharon.
It's such a pleasure to introduce our listeners to Travis Rubel, who he and his mother own Georgia Vines, and this is a mail order company that John told me about, and how excited John was to discover this mail order company because they specialize in unique vines. But as I spoke to Travis, discovered that much more than vines. And it all started when I believe his mother, Lori, had moved from upstate New York to Georgia. She'd never been able to grow a passion flower vine before, so she started with that and soon had a collection of many, many different kinds of passiflora vines. And now I guess more than 140 different vines. So we're going to talk to Travis and find out all about this. So welcome to the program, Travis.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I know we spoke earlier in the week, and we wanted to talk, or you wanted to talk about some of these really unusual ones. I know, John, you're the one who discovered that they carried the magic dogwood, which was a tree that we saw in Italy at what was the garden that we saw that at? Do you recall?
Well, I do recall, and we didn't see it anywhere.
Oh, I thought we did see the magic dogwood.
No, no.
Okay,
what
I'm
we
thinking.
Did was we discussed it. We
you
did,
discussed
we
it
saw
with
the
another.
Wedding cake dogwood.
Yes.
And then we were discussing it with a listener who is from Georgia. Not a listener, but one of the people on our trips with us. And he's from Georgia, and I showed him pictures of the magic dogwood. He said, I've got to have one. Where can I get it? And I said, well, the magic is if you can find one. But I did see that, trying to find it for this person, I did see that Travis had the seeds available for it. So Joel, who was on our trip, ended up getting the seeds from Travis. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about what the magic dogwood is And is it easy to germinate the seeds? Because I know the plant's almost impossible to find.
It's a little bit testy when you want to germinate them. It comes with quite a few instructions and processes to get it to germinate. It's just a cold stratification, and it takes about 2 to 3 months to get one to come up. It's a shrub. It's really unique. It has a Chinese lantern-like bracts that connect together above the flower, and it's a really unique tree that I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's native to Mexico.
Yeah, that's what it says in the description.
Yeah, eastern Mexico. We have some growing here in Georgia that are doing fine. We put one in the ground last year, and it seems to be doing fine. So, and they get about 10 to 20 feet, and they like a lot of canopy under the canopy. They like shade.
Yeah, well, similar to other dogwoods. So this is the kind of flower, though, for our listeners out there, if you want to see what we're talking about, just Google magic dogwood and look at some of the images, because this is definitely the kind of flower, when you take a look at it, you just have to stop and say, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like that. It's just spectacular.
You have a very nice photo of the magic dogwood flower on your website, which... we should mention is georgiavines.com.
Yeah, now that's a plant that's kind of hard to find, hard to grow, or hard to get started anyway, not hard to grow once you have the plant. But I'm sure that you have all kinds of other great plants that are much easier to get.
Yes. So let's talk about some of those.
Well, like you mentioned before, Mom loves Passiflora. So we specialize in several different seeds from all over the world for Passifloras, and we try to propagate as many plants as we can. When we put them on the website, they do run out very quickly, but we do have a notifier on there. When we put it back in stock, you can use our notifier. There's some edgeless. I'm sure you've heard of the passion fruit juice.
Yes.
We do sell some of those seeds, the Flavicarpa and the purple edgeless, and also a Maypop that they use commercially to make the passion fruit juice. And they're really great flowers, the butterflies, moth, ants, bees, everything really loves to be around them. And the flowers on them range from every color there is and every size, and the tendrils are all different, and you can get so many different ones of them that you can have all colors throughout your whole garden.
And I think some people don't know this, but many of the passifloras or passion flowers, the species are host specific to different kinds of butterflies as well. And I just think that's another important part of the passion flower vines, is to provide food for the pollinators like your butterflies.
Yes, ma'am, they do. And most of the passion vines are for, higher zones 9 to 11, which, I think people need to look out for unless they're going to contain it or put it in the greenhouse.
Okay. Let's talk about, you were saying that not too many people know about the Aristolochia, but John and I have been big fans of Aristolochias just because the flowers are so otherworldly, and the vines cover rather quickly, and I have an Aristolochia gigantea, and I just love it when it starts blooming because nobody else in my neighborhood is growing it, and I just think it's so fun to have, and it's a great plant to point out to my grandchildren as well.
Yes, and that's the gigantea has a huge 10-inch bloom on it that is spectacular. We also we have about 30 different types of pipe vines or Aristolochias. They range from all colors, from white to yellow to purple, and some of them are very small. They're a lot like pitcher plants. They have that pitcher plant kind of look to them on a lot of them.
You know what? We're going to have to take a quick break, Travis, and when we come back, okay, we'll talk a little bit more about the Aristolochias.
Lines are open, too. Questions, comments, what is on your mind? 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 on this Saturday. Big, long 4th of July weekend. Hope you have Monday off. And again, we thank you for spending part of your holiday weekend with us. 855-424-9825 here. Garden America stepping aside, taking a break, coming right back after this on Biz Talk Radio.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to garden without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-218-9548 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-218-9548. That's 800-218-9548. 800-218-9548. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351. 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It is 35 minutes after the hour. Thank you for joining us, being part of our 4th of July weekend here at Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. And again, those lines open at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or john@gardenamerica.com if you want to email.
We're talking to Travis from Georgia Vines, and he was just letting us know about all the different varieties. I had no idea there were so many different species and varieties of Aristolochia until I went onto your site, Travis.
Yes. We look for them vigorously all over the world, and Mom gets a lot of seeds and starts a lot of plants.
Uh-huh. Well, I noticed that quite a few of the Aristolochia plants are sold out, but you do have still quite a variety of Aristolochia seeds. And would this be a good time of year to plant Aristolochia seeds?
Yeah, you can start these inside, and you can repot them into another pot before the spring comes, and they'll do fine.
Okay. Are there any that you would recommend? I know there's one that John grows in his garden, and maybe he can tell you how it's doing for him in his garden.
Okay. Well, the one that I have is Macura, and I got to tell you, that thing is virtually in bloom every day of the year. And I was telling Sharon right now, it's got probably close to 200 flowers on it.
Yeah,
I have to admit it's not the best smelling flower,
especially when so many are on there, right?
Yeah, you get a whiff when you go by. It's not horrible, but
it kind of reminds me of 6th Street downtown San Francisco.
All right,
well, that's a good description.
I think what I like about this is its long tail on the flower itself. That's very cool.
It is very cool, and there's quite a few of them like that. The most common one that we sell is the Aristolochia elegans. It's a calico pipe vine.
Yes.
And the one that you have, Sharon, the Gigantea, we also sell a Gigantea brasiliensis, which has a little white spot on the leaf.
Ah,
so
all right.
Makes it a little bit different.
Yes, it does. It does indeed. I should also point out that shipping is free, correct, for any order?
Shipping is free for any order, and we have 100% product guarantee. And also my brother's website, buyrareseeds.com, you can get to that on the website as well. And Michael built the website for Georgia Vines, and now he started his own butterfly website.
Well, speaking of butterfly plants, I know that you also wanted to talk about some asclepias and also maybe some cestrums. So let's touch on that a little bit before we let you go.
We have a large selection of asclepia or milkweed seeds. One of the ones that we have is the purple milkweed, which is very rare. And we do have some plants available that I'm going to be putting on this afternoon. But all of these asclepia seeds are available, and they come from all over the world. And we have a lot of native California asclepia seeds as well.
All right. So so if people go onto your website, georgiavines.com, they'll be able to find this maybe not necessarily today, but tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I'll put them on today. I'm gonna do a little work on the computer this afternoon and try to get as many things on as I can for them.
Okay. And then you wanted to talk a little bit about cestrums as well.
Yeah, we have right at the moment where – growing some plants of the cestrum guatemalense. It's from Mexico and Guatemala also. It's a zone 10 and 11, so it might be a greenhouse plant for most people. But we'll have some of those available, and it's a unique tree. It has the seed pods look like little white balls, little pearls, I guess you would
uh-huh.
say, which makes it a very unique tree, and we just love it. We just want to get more of them. As we've just got some seeds in, so we're going to be growing them and have them available for next season for sure.
So somebody's interested in a plant that maybe is not available but will be soon, they can get a notification from you, correct?
Absolutely. They can call me or just email me, and we'll work on it for them.
Okay. All right. And John, did you have a question?
No, I was just going to quickly mention that cestrum guatemalense is how I actually found Georgia Vines, because I saw the plant on eBay and ordered it. And the next day I got a nice note from Georgia Vines saying, we've given you 100% refund. The one we have doesn't look that great. So I was disappointed because I didn't get the plant, but then also I thought, you know, that was nice because rather than send a crappy plant, they sent me a nice little note that said, you know, we'll have some available in the future, but right now this one's not up to our standards. So I thought
and
that was great. Yes?
Well, sure. And when I get one available, I'll send one to you, John.
Well, I wasn't trolling for that, but that's awfully nice of you. I really appreciate that. You know, Sharon, I was just looking also quickly at the purple asclepias.
Yes.
The purple milkweed. And
it's stunning, isn't it?
Isn't that a pretty plant?
Yes.
Yeah. What great flowers.
And it's pretty rare. We have trouble finding the seeds for it, but we've got about 15 or 20 quarts started that will multiply, and we'll try to make more and more for everybody. But I'm just working on them right now and getting them ready for next season, really.
Well, Travis, it was such a pleasure to have you on the program. We must have you on again to discuss more of the rare and unusual vines and other plants that your unique mail order company offers, whether in plant or seed form. And once again, the site is georgiavines.com. And we're so glad you are on the program. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, Travis.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 43 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825. I know, John, we discussed before the show some things happening on the web, things that we want people to be aware of on our website as far as purchase.
Well, I did add more citrus to our website. I don't know if you or Sharon have had a chance to go to it yet, because I just got these up yesterday.
I was on there yesterday, but it was probably before you put them up.
Yeah, so I've got new citrus and continuing to add new citrus. One I did finally get up was the Oro Blanco grapefruit.
Oh, now that one is that's my favorite grapefruit.
Yeah, and the thing about the Oro Blanco is that it is a cross between a pomelo and a grapefruit, a white grapefruit with lots of seeds. And the Pumlo, I believe, was a diploid, and the white grapefruit was a tetraploid. And that has to do with the number of genes in the sex cells when the plants are crossbred. And when you cross a diploid with
a tetraploid,
you get a triploid.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I bring that up is
sounds like higher math.
Well, it's like a mule, you know, it's like crossing a horse with a donkey. And what happens is the resulting fruit has no seeds. So the Oro Blanco is a seedless fruit that's not sour like a grapefruit and is actually sweet, but much easier to eat than a pumlo. It has a very thick rind, so it's easy to peel. And the nice thing about it is it will grow in any area. You know,
right.
Grapefruit to come to really
need lots of heat.
You need a lot of heat. It should be out in the desert, but you can grow these right on the coast. No problem.
That's great.
Yeah. But I just noticed that underneath.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd be that excited, Brian.
No, I'm thinking about that. processing all that. Grapefruit,
we'll be back,
grapefruit on the coast? Dare you say? All right, we do dare say one more segment coming up, so one more chance at least today to get your calls in at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. You can also email us. We will be glad to read your emails. Your leaves to John will. That's John at GardenAmerica.com. Garden America Show coming right back. One more segment. Biz Talk Radio.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-535-8531 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-535-8531.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It is our final segment, 51 minutes after the hour. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. And again, our final segment, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Let's go to the phones. Joel is standing by. Joel, thank you for waiting. How can we help you? Want to talk about citrus, right?
Wow. Happy 4th
okay,
of July.
Is Joel there?
Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, okay. There, we had a little delay, Joel. We didn't hear the beginning of your question.
I said, happy 4th of July. It's nice to talk to all of you.
Well, you too,
happy
Joel.
Fourth
thank
of
you,
July
my friend.
To you, Joel.
And just to follow up on your opening, if you are having that barbecue at your house, Linda and I can probably come over too, Brian.
See, I've already got a kind of an impromptu party going here.
Yeah.
I've had more people respond to a non-invitation party than a party where I've sent out invitations.
And he's stressing non-invitation.
I'm going to keep this in mind next time, Joel. That's okay. And we don't live too far from each other either, Joel, do we?
No, not at all.
You know, and Brian, you don't have that much room. I would be happy just to swing by and pick up my barbecue.
And just go?
Take it
like
home.
A drive-thru?
Yeah, like a takeout, sure.
We could do that. Hot dogs are very easy. But alas, Joel, you called about citrus, I believe.
I wanted to ask John about citrus that grows near the ocean, within a mile of the beach, and I'm already well aware that unless you have very certain varieties, you won't be able to get pink at all near the beach for grapefruit. I wanted to find out which blood oranges will ripen and look red. I wanted to find out which limes will do well. And I saw the one on the website, but I don't know that it is dwarf.
Yeah, all these citrus on our website at GardenAmerica.com are dwarf citrus.
Oh, fantastic. So
yeah.
You have to order and they get sent down from Dave Wilson, or do you have them here in North County?
Well, they're sent from Four Winds Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably the premier citrus growers in California. At least they have the largest selection of citrus, and they grow all our citrus for us. Really nice small starter plants. Was there a particular citrus that you were interested in?
Well,
or
I need
just...
a lime. I need you to tell me which of the Mexicans are better, the thornless, the sweet, or the key. And I also need to know which of the tangerines, seedless, dwarf, are going to sweeten up near the coast.
Okay. You asked about red oranges, too. And the only blood orange that is going to ripen on the coast is Moro, M-O-R-O.
Yes.
And that'll give you a blood red color on the coast. It has
okay.
a little bit of a raspberry overtone to the juice, too. So that's a great one for the coast.
It is so sweet and tasty, too. I was able to harvest quite a few this last season, and, oh, it was yummy.
Yeah, and as far as tangerines go, one that you absolutely cannot go wrong with is the Gold Nugget. I think it's one of the sweetest of the tangerines, and it doesn't start fruiting until March, and that's after all the other tangerines and mandarins are done for the season. And it will also hold well on the tree right through the summer. So, you know, some like the Satsuma, which are ready at Christmas time, are really good, but they turn mealy and puffy quickly if they're not eaten, and you won't have that trouble with Gold Nugget. So if you only have room for one, I would definitely use the Gold Nugget. And it's also
nugget
seedless.
Because of the size?
No, it's actually a larger size. Why they call it Nugget, I have no idea.
Right.
A small sweet one is the California Honey, which is really sweet, but does have a few seeds, and does bear small. I guess, you know, you could call those a little bit larger than kumquat size.
Okay.
And then for the lime, you know, the nice thing about the Mexican thornless is that you don't get the, you don't have to worry about the thorns, which can be kind of rough on a lime. Also, the key lime is the... also known as the bartender's lime, is the same thing as the Mexican lime. So Mexican would be a thornless version of the key lime.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much. I will attend to the website and see if we can get ordered here, and I'll talk with you about it.
All right. Always good talking to you, Joel.
Happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you, Joel. All right. 56 minutes after the hour. I guess the waning moments of our Saturday show. John, anything else? Any emails, by the way?
We do.
Which would be a good way to head to the top of the hour, wrap things up on this Saturday morning.
Yeah, except this one just came through, and it says, I was looking for the formula on your newsletter and couldn't find it for hydrogen peroxide for your plants. And was it a half a cup per gallon of water? And it is a half a cup per gallon of water, and we also usually mix 5 drops of HB101 with mm-hmm. that. And by the way, our new shipment of
yeah.
HB101 did come in, Brian.
So we have it.
So we have all sizes available, everything from the 1995 size all the way up to the 199.95 size.
And I'm surprised how many of those we do sell.
Yeah, we had sold out of the larger sizes.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I was going to mention this last time we were talking about HB101. When we first started carrying it, the 1999 size was our best seller by
right.
far.
Yeah.
Virtually none of the reorders that come in from those people are for the small size.
They want the big size.
They all want larger sizes.
They tested it. It works, and they want more.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we could even sell. I think I told you I've had people from Australia trying to buy it from us, but I haven't figured out an easy way to ship to Australia
wow.
yet.
Wow. So we have people in Australia that have obviously gone to our website.
We used to have one that listened to our show, remember?
I remember that, yes.
And
yeah.
what did he tell us? That he used to listen at like 1 o'clock in the morning
right,
or something
just with the time difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that, though. That's right. That's right. So the HB101 is plentiful. We have a lot of that.
It is, and this is a great time of year to use that. You know what? I know we're running out of time, but told you guys that I got some seeds from South Africa, and there's some unusual plants that I thought we might grow as a test crop to put on our website. So I looked at the germination times, and it was saying like 4 to 6 weeks for most of these plants. And I soaked them all in HB101 before I planted them. And they've been now planted for about a week. And I went out there, and two of the varieties that I plant are up about an inch high already.
Wow.
And that's only after a week. And I, you know, I think it's because of soaking them in the HB101.
Oh, absolutely. So, again, go to our website, gardenamerica.com. We've got plenty. And check out the citrus and the other items that we discussed today. Hey, that is going to do it. It's always a quick hour on a Saturday, but, of course, we are back on Sunday for 2 hours as we kick things off at 8 o'clock on the West Coast, Eastern Time Zone, 11 a.m. for the entire crew. Sharon Asakawa, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. Happy 4th, and get growing, America. Take care. Be safe.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.